Other airspace areas is a generic term referring to the majority of the remaining airspace. It includes airport advisory areas, military training routes, temporary flight restrictions, parachute jump areas, and published VFR routes. An airport advisory area is an area within 10 statute miles of an airport where a control tower is not in operation, but where a flight service station is located. The flight service station provides advisory service to arriving and departing aircraft. It is not mandatory for pilots to use the advisory service, but you're recommended to do so. Military training routes, or MTRs, are used by the military for conducting low-altitude, high-speed training. Generally, military training routes are established below 10,000 feet for operations in speed of excess of 250 knots. Military training routes, or MTRs, allow the military to conduct low-altitude, high-speed training. The routes above 1,500 AGL are developed to be flown primarily under instrument flight rules, and the routes 1,500 feet or less are designed for VFR flight. The routes are identified on sectional charts by the designation instrument route or visual route. IR and VR routes are identified by four-digit numbers, for example, VR 1122 or IR 5005. The segments of the routes below 1500 are identified by three-digit numbers, such as IR 134 or VR 151. Temporary flight restrictions, or TFRs, are established when required, and the purpose of a TFR is to protect persons or property in the air or on the surface. The intent is to provide a safe environment for relief or rescue aircraft or firefighting aircraft. This helps eliminate congestion which might occur in airspace over special events, or to protect the airspace in the vicinity of presidential flights, etc. The flight service stations coordinate temporary flight restrictions, and when necessary, a notice to airmen is issued. Parachute jump areas are published in the airport facility directory. The sites that are frequently used for parachute jump areas are depicted on the sectional charts. Published VFR routes are for transitioning around, under, or through some of the complex airspace. Such terms as VFR flyway, VFR corridor, Class B airspace, VFR transition route, and terminal area VFR route have all applied to such routes. These routes are generally found on VFR terminal area planning charts. The other areas which are depicted on sectional charts are national wildlife refuge areas, wilderness and primitive areas, national monuments, and national parks. You are requested to remain at least 2,000 feet above the surface when operating in such areas.